Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 109 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. We are proud to have them on board as the sponsor of the podcast. Coldwell Banker MidAmerica is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomerantz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, we're going to talk a lot of cross-country tonight with two of the top boys runners in the CIML. In a little while, I'll be visiting with a standout from Ankeny Centennial who is ranked among leaders in Class 4A. But right now, I want to bring in my first guest. He's been the top runner this season for 14th-ranked Ankeny. He is Cale Cox. Cale, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Hey, good. Well, you're coming off a sixth-place finish in the Southeast Polka Invitational on Thursday when you led your team to a third-place finish. That was your second top 10 finish this season and the third of your career. Are you happy with the way that you've been running this season?
I would say at the beginning of the year, I wasn't really happy with how I ran, but I really liked how I ran last week. Just a few things I need to touch up on, like that finish at the end. I really need to push in the final 100, 200 meters. So overall, it's been all right, but I think I'm really coming on at the end of the season.
Well, you also placed sixth in the season opening Kirk Schmaltz Invitational at DMAC on September 3rd. Your fastest time of the season came at the Bobcat Invitational a week later when you were clocked in 17 minutes, 4 seconds. But obviously, every course is different, so it's kind of hard to compare times. You know, do you feel like you've improved a lot, though, from the first meet to the fourth meet?
For sure. I mean, it has been a big difference. Obviously, the courses have been different, but tomorrow we have a really good opportunity. I mean, perfect weather, perfect course conditions, so I think you'll really see our team, especially. I mean, I just know Lindo's program, Coach Lindemann, his program has us running our best at the end of the year. So I think you'll see that tomorrow.
Well, your team has been pretty consistent as well. You guys placed second in the Schmaltz Invitational, then took third at Marshalltown and fourth in the Rich Engel Classic at Cedar Falls before the third place finish at Southeast Polk. You know, do you feel like the team is making pretty good progress then too?
I think so, yeah. Some of our guys, including myself, I mean, we just have to have the confidence and the attitude that, I mean, we're one of those top teams, so we know we belong. We just have to go out there and prove it, and tomorrow is going to be a great opportunity for us.
Well, we'll talk about tomorrow's meet here in a minute, but you and fellow senior Andrew Polk have been the leaders for the team all season. Have you guys tried to help out some of the younger guys, you know, with their race strategies and their training and anything else that they have questions about?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of that comes from Lindemann, too, like his coaching up on those younger guys. You know, Jake Bosch, a freshman, he's never ran cross country before. He played football last year. So it's been fun teaching him, you know, the ropes, because seniors who, you know, when I first started running, I mean, it's just cool how it comes full circle. So
sure. Well, you and Andrew have typically finished fairly close together. Now, do you guys try to run together at times to, you know, encourage each other, or do you just have to run your own race?
At the beginning of the year, we really tried to run with each other. I think we did a good job of that for the first mile. We tried to focus on running with each other. But right now, it's kind of, we're running our own race. That's kind of, I know that Andrew and I plan on running together tomorrow for the first mile, so.
We mentioned tomorrow's meet. You guys are headed to Fort Dodge to compete in the Fort Dodge Invitational. You know, what are you hoping to accomplish with this race in particular?
This race in particular, I think we were really going to push as a team to really work together. And I know we have a couple teams that we have put some targets on, so it's going to be a really important meet for us to see. I mean, it's time. I mean, it's the end of the year. So tomorrow is going to be a really good test towards how our postseason is going to go.
Well, of course, the Fort Dodge course is where the state meet will be held later this month. Now, I know you're already familiar with the course, but you have to feel that, you know, the race will be beneficial for your younger teammates, you know, to see that course if you guys are able to eventually make it to state.
For sure. I'm excited for those younger guys to see it.
Well, after tomorrow's race, you'll have just two meets left in the season, or three if you're able to make it to state. You guys will run in the conference meet on October 15th at Ames, and then you'll compete in a state qualifying meet on October 21st. Now, the sites for the state qualifying meets have been announced, but you don't know yet where your team is going to be running. Marshalltown and Southeast Polk are two of the five sites, so it seems like likely that you guys, you know, will be placed at one of those two sites. You know, do you have a preference for either one of those two courses?
Not at all. I think each course has the pros and cons, but at the end of the day, you know, you train the same. Your mindset's the same. So, I mean, I love both courses personally, so it doesn't really matter to me.
All right. And I know you don't know who you're going to be running against at the state qualifying meet yet, but do you feel like, you know, your team has a decent chance to make it to state?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we know what we're capable of. Coach Lindemann knows what we're capable of. We need to go out there and prove it. And tomorrow is a good time to do that.
What teams are you going to be seeing tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're going to be racing against Valley and Southeast Polk. And Valley holds the 15th spot in the team rankings. So they're a target for us.
Yeah, you guys have been real close with those two teams a couple of meets, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, last week at Southeast Polk, we lost to Valley by one, beat Southeast Polk by one. So tomorrow it's going to be a shootout.
Well, you're trying to earn your second trip to the state meet. As a sophomore, you placed 83rd at state, and you helped the Hawks to a fifth-place finish. What do you remember most about that race?
That race in particular, man, like the start. I mean, the atmosphere at that course is incredible. I mean, it's really like no other. I just can't wait to get back and bring the team with us.
Well, it should be a little different this year because they're going to split the meet, you know, into the classes or whatever, so it shouldn't be as big of a crowd for one thing. But, well, of course, so that Anki team was led by Tim Sint, who won his second straight individual title to become the first repeat winner in Class 4A in more than a decade. You know, did you learn a lot running with Tim that season?
For sure. I mean, I was like, that was my first year of cross country, so he molded me into like have the work habits that he did. And you know, that those work habits and that work ethic that he taught me, I'm just putting it back into the freshmen that are coming up through. So we're really trying to build a culture, and I feel like Tim kind of kickstarted that.
Well, Kel, once the cross country season is over, you'll be turning your attention to wrestling. Last year, you placed sixth at 120 pounds in the Class 3A state tournament. Now, because of COVID, were you able to wrestle much, you know, if at all, over the summer?
It was a lot of practice. I really didn't compete at a whole lot of tournaments, but I did have a lot of practices, so that was fun. I mean, I felt like I made some huge jumps this off season. Obviously, it was a little bit different. I mean, it's not the same, but.
Now, do you know which weight you'll be competing at this year yet?
I'm not sure yet.
Well, I'm sure you're really looking forward, you know, to the season. After being a state place winner a year ago, I imagine your goal maybe this year is to get to the top of the podium, huh?
Yeah, that's the goal.
Well, Anki returns a lot of talented guys, led by two-time state champion Caleb Rocci and 2019 state champion Trevor Anderson. You know, do you feel like you guys could make a run at the team title as well?
For sure. I mean, we are loaded, and we got some guys that have come up through the program. I know Ben Hansen is a kid to watch. He's good. I mean, we have guys all over the lineup that are going to make some noise this year. So I'm just hoping we have a season to prove it.
Well, yeah, speaking of that, you know, all the teams are having to deal with the COVID guidelines, and I think it remains to be seen, you know, how things are going to go with wrestling, which is obviously, you know, a sport with a lot of close contact. Do you have any concerns about your health and trying to wrestle, you know, while everybody's trying to deal with this pandemic?
That's a tough question. I mean, I go to school every day. You know, I make those choices. You know, I feel like wrestling for everyone, I mean, you know the risks. So I guess it's really personal. Like, what do you think are the consequences of doing it? And personally, wrestling this season kind of outweighs that risk for me personally. It's going to be tricky though.
Sure.
And if we have to follow those guidelines, I mean, I'm willing to do anything to have as normal of a season as we can. So.
Now, where do you stand with your recruiting? I assume you're looking to wrestle in college, aren't you?
Yep. I've talked to some schools. I really like where I visited so far. But yeah, this process, there's so much to consider. So, you know, a commitment probably won't come till later down this season.
Now, if you went to a smaller school, would you consider doing both wrestling and running, or would that be too hard, you think?
I have considered that. That was pretty early on in my recruitment process, but I think right now I've kind of ruled out running. Mm-hmm. Going to focus on wrestling in college.
All right, Kel, we got a few more weeks to run here this season, so good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker Mid-America, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, my next guest is the top runner for 11th-ranked Ankeny Centennial. He is currently ranked 10th in Class 4A as an individual, and he's already won three races this season. He is Gabriel Vicker. Gabriel, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. We're obviously having an outstanding season. You have to be pretty happy with the results thus far.
Super excited. I mean, this is just a phenomenal year. Best year I've had so far, and it's my senior season, and didn't even know if I was going to have it originally. So it's just fantastic to be able to be running and be able to run as well as I have been.
Well, yeah, after missing almost the entire track season due to the pandemic, and I'm sure you're just glad to have the opportunity to run, huh?
Yeah, really, really thankful. I mean, I know that I put in months. It's got to be 4 or 5 months to get ready for that track season. Just to have it just collapse kind of like that was like, you know, well, all we can do is just prepare for cross season. So I've put even more time in, and I think it's really shown so far this year.
Now, has it been difficult to follow, you know, all the different COVID guidelines? You know, you guys have had to take some extra precautions in practice, I would think.
Yes, it really has been, honestly. And it's really rough because there's stuff that you don't even think about. The stuff that you look forward to, coming home from just a meet and have all these guys on the bus and just get all the JV guys just being nuts. And we don't have that this year. It's just the varsity guys at most, like 10 people. And you don't really get that team celebration, just these team environments anymore. It's a downer for the season, but like Coach said at the beginning of the season, this is the kind of season where if you're going out, it's because you love competing and you love the sport, not necessarily the socialization in the sport.
You just got to do what you got to do to run, right?
Yeah.
Well, you opened the season by winning your first three races, the Kirk Schmaltz Invitational at DMAC, the Bobcat Invitational, and then the Carpen Invitational at Valley. You know, were you surprised at all by your success, or did you kind of expect to run like that based on the amount of work that you put in during the off season?
Oh, I think I was expecting to run that, honestly. I was really hoping that it would turn out that way, and I was really happy with how those first three races really fell down. I know that the one that I really want to win was the Carpen Invitational at Valley. I won that my sophomore and my junior year, and I just thought, you know, this would be the perfect senior year if I could just get those 3 years going, and I'd just be really happy. And that was one big goal that I had this year. And so the first three meets were basically just all about that third meet for me, honestly.
Well, then in your last race, you placed second at the Knoxville Invitational on September 29th when you posted a time of 17 minutes and you finished about 9 seconds behind Derek Webster of Norwalk, who's ranked just ahead of you. You know, how did you feel about that race? What was it, pretty disappointing to suffer your first loss?
It was, honestly, but Derek ran a great race, and I know that that Connor Cunningham, my teammate, he's currently ranked 15th. I know he and I, we both had a goal of going out there and going 1-2, and just props to Derek and the Norwalk guy, who his name is slipping my mind right now, he got third. They ran phenomenal races. I know Connor and I got the better of them at Valley, but they were just the better competitors there at Norwalk, and just really props to them on that.
Well, your team is having success as well. You guys won the first two meets before placing second behind Norwalk at each of the last two meets. You know, do you feel like the team is making some pretty good strides?
The team really is, honestly. We're really happy. We came into the season knowing, hey, we've got four solid guys, and now we're at the point where we're pretty comfortable with, hey, we've got six guys that we all know can compete and can score on any given day, and we've got two more guys who are right there in Cooper Majors and Ryan Bybee. Those guys are right there, and we know that they're ready to just take that varsity spot and maybe even a scoring spot.
We mentioned Connor Cunningham. You obviously aren't the only senior on the team having a good season. Like you said, Connor has moved up to 15th in the rankings. Two other guys, Nate Jones and Cade Christensen, typically, you know, have finished pretty close to Connor. You know, those guys have all been pretty reliable, haven't they?
Yes, and we're super proud of them, honestly. Those guys have been putting in so much work, and it's just phenomenal to see, like, workouts like last Friday where Nate and Connor were just running K-splits at 5-flat pace, and it's just... it's just phenomenal to see all this work that they're putting in and really seeing it paying off. And I know Connor's ranked, but like you said, Nate and Kate are right there. I wouldn't be surprised to see them ranked any one of these days.
We four have been teammates for so long and have been running together for so long. I imagine you're all pretty close. You know, did the four of you have a pretty tight bond?
Yeah, we do, honestly. And it's really glad. I'm really blessed to be able to go and to compete and just have just hours each week just hanging out with some of my closest friends and just being able to goof off and just really enjoy what we all love. And it's been phenomenal just getting to do that.
Well, your team is headed to Fort Dodge tomorrow to compete in the Fort Dodge Invitational. You know, are you pretty motivated to get back out there and race after your last meet?
Yes. And in fact, we've been doing a lot of stuff in preparation for this meet. The Fort Dodge Invitational has actually been canceled the last 2 years. And so what we've really been looking forward to is just going out and competing at this Fort Dodge race and just saying, hey, you know, the last time we were here 3 years ago, my freshman year, we ran really well. And we know that we're in a place to be able to do that tomorrow on Thursday and just be able to go out and run well.
Well, Kel Cox was just in here, and he was telling me that your team and his team are in different races tomorrow. He says you guys are in a loaded field, I guess, huh?
Yes, we are. They did divide into two fields, the A field and the B field. I will say, though, even though we are in a bit more of a loaded field, I would say that Ankeny does have some good competition there. I do know that Dowling, last I knew, was actually in their race, mm-hmm. though they might have moved that. Our coach did mention that practice and said to be aware. I wouldn't be surprised if Dowling was in our race. But also, if Dowling is in their race, I would say there is some good competition, and I'm really excited to see that Ankeny results and see what their field does.
Well, you guys are certainly very familiar with the Fort Dodge course, which of course is where the state meet is held. You know, what's the key to having a good race on that course?
Honestly, it's just going out fast and being tough. There's always going to be people out there to run with. In my freshman year, I dropped about 50 seconds off my PR running there freshman year, and all it took was just this idea of, hey, I know I'm not going to be the best guy in this field, but what's there to lose? Let's go out and let's be tough. We're already past the point in which district rankings, the meet results will affect the district rankings. They're coming out next Tuesday, by the way. But the district rankings aren't going to be affected by any results that we have from this point on. So this is kind of the meet where it's just like, hey, it's not conference, it's not districts, it's not state. This is your chance to just go out there and take a huge risk. And that's where you see these huge time drops in all these guys. This is the meet where it's nothing really matters.
Well, after tomorrow's race, you'll have just two meets left in the season, or three if you're able to make it to state. You guys will run in the conference meet on October 15th at Ames, and then you'll compete in the state qualifying meet on October 21st. Let's talk about the conference meet first. Centennial has never won a conference title in its history, but you guys are currently the highest-ranked team in the league. You know, is winning the conference a big goal for you guys?
Yes, it is, and it's something that Fick is actually mentioned to us repeatedly at practice, and it's something that we're all really looking forward to. And it's just this idea of, hey, senior year, we've got a bunch of seniors on the varsity squad, and we've got plenty of guys that can compete, and so we're really wanting to go out there, and we really want to just set a tone and be like, hey, this is the year that Centennial can say we can go out and we can win this conference title. And we know that we've got four guys, maybe even five guys, that could be all conference. And this is something that we've never had before. Last year it was just Connor and I who managed to be all conference, and that was a great race that we ran. And I'm just really proud of him, because I know that there were some people who thought he wouldn't be all conference, but he proved the doubters wrong, and myself was included in that. And I just really think that we do have a shot to get four or five, maybe even six guys all conference this year.
Now, the sites for the state qualifying meets have been announced, but you don't know yet where your team will be running. Marshalltown is one of the five sites, so it's possible that you guys will be placed there. You know, would you like to go back to that course since you've already won there this year?
Marshalltown would be a great course to run, honestly. Really excited if that's the place we go. I would say the one that I would be more wanting to run at would probably be the Council Bluffs course, though. We ran there last year. I know the team's got this little bit of this edge of, hey, you know, we really want to go out there and say, hey, we weren't able to last year. We finished fourth there. My freshman year, we went there and we finished fourth. And so this team, we've kind of got this idea of, hey, you know what? This is the year that we know we can go, and we really want to say, hey, bring us back there. Let's go and let's attack it this year.
Well, I know you don't know yet, you know, which teams you're going to be running against yet, but you got to feel pretty good about your team's chances to get to state, I would think.
Yes, we really do, and it's really nice to say that we do. I know that we've had probably three roughly estimated what the district lineups will look like, and I think in all of them, we got in pretty comfortably. We're shooting to be the number two team in our district as opposed to being the number three team like we have been in so many years, and it's the top three that go, so we're trying to be that number two that's comfortable, and even on a bad day, I don't see us getting worse than third.
Well, last year you qualified for the state meet as an individual along with Connor Cunningham and Nate Jones, but your team did come up just short of qualifying. So I imagine that the goal, you know, this year is to get the whole team there.
Yes, and our coach actually asked us all what our team goals were at the beginning of the year, and I don't think there was a single guy that didn't say the team qualifying for state. I think that's first and foremost. We had guys that their sole goal was to qualify the team for state. I know Cade Christensen, he's one of those guys that was like, hey, you know, I could have qualified for state last year, and I feel bad for Cade that he didn't really get the chance to run there on that Fort Dodge course. But I know Karsten Peters is a guy who's having a breakout year. He's running phenomenally. Can't wait to see him run, hopefully, on the state meet. And same thing for Tyler Schirmhorn.
Well, if you guys are able to qualify, it would be only the school's second state meet appearance following a 13th place finish in 2015. So what do you think would be the goal for the team if you are able to make it? Do you think you could be a top 10 team?
Well, I'll tell you. When I walk from the math wing of the school building over to the PE wing, I go and I look at the record board, and I see the team points. The lowest team points scored at state or something like that? Mm-hmm. I think our record's 320-something. And so with an average of five guys, that's an average place of like 60-something-ish.
Right, right.
And so I know that for us guys, we're thinking, hey, we can go there and we can beat that. And I know that we've got a squad of five guys that can comfortably beat that. And so I know that not only is the goal to beat that, but also to be better than the team that has gone before and prove, hey, we are the best team Centennial's ever had. And just that's one easy way to show it.
Well, as an individual, you're looking to qualify for the third time. You placed 57th as a freshman in 2017 and then finished 74th a year ago. Now you're currently ranked 10th in Class 4A, and you were previously ranked, you know, as high as third. So what's your individual goal for this year?
Individual goal, honestly, I'm shooting for a top three spot. I know that if I can get myself in the right mindset on race day, then I have an amazing shot to win. And so I'm really hoping to go out there and compete and give it my all, and really hoping to just learn how to play this mental game as best I can. That's what meets like tomorrow and conference and districts are all going to be about, saying, hey, some of these guys that I'm going to be competing against at state, I didn't get the chance to run at Marshtown or Ankeny or Valley or even at Knoxville. And so what we're really hoping is that I can get in this right mindset and I can get in a great headspace. And so far, I think I'm there.
Now, in the current rankings, Jason Bowers of Sioux City North and Jackson Heidish of Dowling Catholic are the top two runners in Class 4A. You know, do you think those two guys maybe are the guys to beat at this point?
If you want my honest answer, I will say that Jackson is running phenomenally. I also think Jason is running fantastic. I went up to watch the Warburg race, and I saw Jason just lead wire to wire. And it's kind of crazy that people don't fully understand how unbelievable that is. The Warper course was an amazing course. The weather was perfect. But this idea that Jason was able to say, hey, Ryan Winger's in this field. We've got Johanna Yule, a guy from Johnston I ran against at Marshtown. We've got a great field here. Let me just go out and take it. And honestly, in my opinion, Jason is one of those favorites. I would say Jackson is going to be one of those guys where it just depends on the day he's having. He's having some days where he can go out and he could beat Nate Mueller of ADM, and he's having some days where he goes and he's already lost to Jason. And so I do think that it's going to be whatever day happens for Jackson, but I wouldn't count Ryan out as well.
Well, there's so many good guys when you get to the state meet too. You probably can't focus on too many of them because there's just so many of them. You just kind of got to run your own race, don't you?
Yeah, honestly. And one of my main mentors, Camden Cox, he's an amazing guy. Camden, one thing that he used to struggle with was he would always focus on Matthew Carmody, a Dowling runner who's in the same grade as him. And he would just be running his race and he'd be thinking, oh, where's Carmody? If I put in my surge now, how's Carmody going to respond? Oh, he's surging. Okay, how does he want me to respond? And he would focus his race too much on Carmody that he wouldn't be able to run his own race. And so I'm really trying to go into this with this idea of, hey, I'm going to go out, I'm going to run my race, I'm going to focus on, hey, here's this pack, I'm going to get behind this pack. When I feel good and I want to take the surge, I'm going to focus on the surge, and I'm not going to worry about anybody else.
Let's talk about your future briefly. I imagine you're looking to run in college. Have you made any plans yet?
I've talked to a couple colleges. I do think that running in college would be something I'm interested in, but my heart honestly isn't set on it. I've been doing cross for about 6 years now, and part of me is thinking, honestly, you know, I'm a little tired, but I do think that there is more in me. I do think there's more to give. So I would not turn down the opportunity to run in college, but I don't have my heart set on it at this point.
It doesn't sound like you're totally passionate about it. Well, hey, Gabriel, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow. We'll talk to you again later in the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight, Kale Cox and Gabriel Vicker. Really enjoyed the conversation with those two guys. And we will have a podcast focusing on the girls' cross-country teams later in the season because they are running well as well. So come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.